Gather around, everybody. It is time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Hello, Andy. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again, and we're getting that much closer to spring training.
Crowd is very calm, our audience, and patient. I mean, and rested because they've been shoveling all week, some of them. Others haven't. But, Andy, Dustin Pedroia retired. I mean, we've talked about him so many times over the last several years. But, you know, I was actually, it was very useful to be reminded of his really incredible career this past week. And he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's a Hall of Fame contender.
Well, certainly Red Sox Hall of Fame. I think if his career continued on the path it was going and didn't get cut short because of injuries, I think the actual Baseball Hall of Fame would have been possible as well. Still not out of the question, of course, at some point. But, yep, Pedroia officially announced his retirement back on Monday after 14 years with the Red Sox, playing from 2006 to 2019. Pedroia won three World Series with the team. Rookie year 2017, he was the Rookie of the Year in the American League. AL MVP in 2008. He won three Gold Gloves awards. Pedroia made the All-Star team four times, had over 1,800 career hits and a career batting average of .299. And Dustin, just the third player in Sox history with at least 100 home runs and 100 stolen bases. Kyle Yastrzemski and Mookie Betts with the others. And because of the knee injuries, Pedroia only played in nine games over his last two seasons. That was back in 2018 and 2019. He did not play at all in 2020.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, Dustin Pedroia, a great career. He says he's going to be coaching his sons. So they'll have a pretty good coach, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so. And I'm sure they'll have the same fiery attitude that Dustin had. He always gave 100%. And obviously, as you've seen the second base carousel rolling along since Pedroia got injured, you really take a step back and realize, you know, what a great player he was for the Red Sox and how much of a void it's now causing at that position.
No, absolutely. And I was reminded, too, of the different batting positions in the order where he batted, like first, second, and at times third in the Red Sox batting order over the years.
Oh, he certainly did. And when he first came up, he was batting last. So
yeah,
he bounced around in that batting order. But once he got going in his career and got his feet under him, he was definitely anywhere between first and third in the lineup.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to mention that last part that you mentioned, Andy. But that's you. You're the honest, hard-hitting reporter. Well, Andy, what else do we have? Red Sox spring training, about 2 weeks away.
We're rolling right along. We mentioned this last week. When is the good old equipment truck going to leave from Fenway Park heading down to Fort Myers? And it's been announced that equipment truck is leaving on Monday. Hmm. But Red Sox officials don't want any fans down there to wave the truck goodbye. Red Sox start spring training officially February 17th, the first spring training game, February 27th. Opening day set for April 1st at Fenway against the Baltimore Orioles. And some good news, if you want to head down to spring training, you possibly could get into a game at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers. They're going to allow about 2,400 fans to attend games. That's about 24% of capacity. No word yet on any percentages about fans entering games at Fenway Park as of yet.
That's right. Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, but I hadn't heard anything either. What else do we know? We always talk about Nesson, it seems like, because that's all there is, right, to be talking about with this team. But what are the latest Nesson updates, Andy?
Well, we do have some news, of course. Nesson's announced that analyst Steve Lyons won't be returning this season. Lyons has been with Nesson since 2014. Nesson also announcing that Jamai Webster will be replacing Garen Austin as the Red Sox sideline reporter.
All right. Your reaction to those moves?
I was kind of surprised on the Lions front. I thought he added some interesting insight, whether he's doing some color commentary at times, filling in for Jerry Remy, or in studio work. Must be a contract situation, and Lions must be bringing in the big bucks. But Jamai Webster being the sideline reporter, he's done it before, filling in at times. I guess that works. I mean, to be a sideline reporter doesn't really offer a whole heck of a lot to a broadcast. It's just more fluff than anything else. So I guess that's just fine.
You got it, yeah. You nailed it there. Hey, what's on Nesson Classics today, Andrew?
Well, what do you think, Bill? Of course, on Nesson Plus today, it's the best of Dustin Pedroia. What else would it be? First pitch this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Today, it's a game from July 31st back in 2016. Red Sox beating the Angels 5-3 out in Anaheim. Sox scoring five runs in the top of the ninth. Pedroia hits a three-run home run with two outs to give the Sox a 4-3 lead at the time. So you can watch Dustin and his heroics in the ninth inning coming up this afternoon. I would say that big moment for Pedroia will probably be on the air at about 4:45. They usually put these games in two-hour segments, so if we're waiting for the ninth inning and a little bit of a rally and some excitement. So click it on about 4:45. You'll probably see the home run then.
I'll set my phone alarm for it today then. That sounds like a good idea. All right. Andy, what do we got around Major League Baseball for updates?
Well, the Players Association has rejected Major League Baseball's latest proposal to delay the start of the season. MLB reportedly wanted to put out a 154-game schedule with expanded playoffs. And under that proposal, the season would have been delayed a month, but it would include full pay for players as part of the deal. Players instead continue to prepare for an on-time start this season, which it will be, and there will be a 162-full-game season as well. So kind of surprising that the players took this route. I thought that the expanded playoffs and also part of the plan was the universal designated hitter. I thought those proposals, they worked out well last year. You figured it might continue into this year. So, and they would be getting the full pay for 162 games, only playing 154. So all this leads me to believe that when the collective bargaining agreement ends on December 1st of this year, it's going to be a tough row going forward. Don't be surprised a strike ensues at the beginning of 2022, the way these two sides continue to battle among different things.
And this plan for the 154-game season was for just this year alone, right? Is that what you're telling?
Yeah, it was just for this year alone with, again, the expanded playoffs. And then obviously when the collective bargaining agreement ends in December, they have to rework everything going forward. So, again, this would only be for this year, and that would include, again, the universal DH. The seven-inning doubleheaders that they used this past season as well, and putting a player at second base to start the extra innings and that type of thing. So still not sure on those ends what's going to happen with the doubleheaders and the extra innings, but you're just going to have the regular amount of playoff teams, and that's going to obviously put a major dent into the Red Sox chances of potentially reaching the postseason without the extra teams involved, and that goes for a lot of other teams out there. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
All right, great information. Other Red Sox. Are there some other player moves this past week?
Yeah, the Rockies have traded All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado, an 8-time Gold Glove winner, and they've also sent $50 million to the St. Louis Cardinals for five prospects. Of course, that is a more of a salary dump than anything else for the Rockies. After 7 years with the Yankees, free agent pitcher Masahiro Tanaka has signed a 1-year deal to return to Japan, pitch for his former team, the Rakuten Golden Eagles. An old friend, catcher Blake Swihart, has signed a minor league deal with the Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. And Andy, Hall of Fame news with a Hall of Famer, Ken Griffey Jr. What's up with him?
Yeah, he's been named as a senior advisor to Commissioner Rob Manfred with an emphasis on baseball operations, youth development, and improving diversity in the game. So it's good to see Griffey Jr. back in the fold, Major League Baseball, and disturbing news coming out of the California or Anaheim Angels, if you will, Los Angeles Angels. They have more names than anything else. They've suspended pitching coach Mickey Callaway. He was also a manager of the New York Mets before taking this job with the Angels. He has been suspended after accusations of lewd behavior involving five female media reporters over the last 5 years. So looks like he'll be out of work in Major League Baseball going forward as that investigation continues.
Yeah, I was just reading about that story, Andy. He was also, prior to that, a coach on the Cleveland Indians staff. But, again, it sounds like, how could that behavior not be known? You know what I'm saying?
That is kind of interesting that you figure that wouldn't have come up for in some way, shape, or form other than potential people talking, rumors. Who knows? I mean, why did these, these female reporters just come out now? I'm sure it was discussed prior to this. It's just but you see stuff like this happening, it's just it's craziness in this day and age how this stuff continues to go on.
And then I'm not sure the extent of it all. I think it was more kind of distasteful, I guess, than anything for it.
Text messages type of deal from what they're saying, but still, I mean, still it is abnormal behavior.
Right. It just helps our ratings to discuss stuff like this from time to time, but whatever. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it and run.
Okay. All right, Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, just keep the countdown going as we get closer to the big day in February and hopefully see some sun and players out on the field playing catch and doing their thing. And before you know it, there'll be some spring training games to look at and more player news and injuries coming up and all kinds of good stuff. And I guess real baseball season will be officially underway.
You got it. Wins, losses, all of that stuff. Hits, errors, all that stuff. All right, you got it. That's Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.